satellites, probes and spacecraft. A count of satellites orbiting the Earth has produced a count of about 2,000 active ones and about 3,000 dead ones. I have to wonder about this. Could some of the ones declared dead actually be active and hiding the fact? Could they be from foreign nations watching our every move, or could they be our own stealth satellites? We might even know this is happening and be hiding the fact so the administration doesn't get embarrassed like they tried to do with the Chinese balloon. Over the decades, satellites have gotten smaller or stayed the same or gotten bigger, but this was because even though the electronics shrunk, more capabilities were being built into them. A satellite which might have weighed hundreds of pounds years ago can now be what is known as a cube satellite, weighing only a couple of pounds. No talk about satellites and probes would be complete without mentioning the Black Knight satellite, which many say exists and has been orbiting Earth for many thousands of years. They claim it can come into view for a little time, then become invisible to sight and our instrument. Of course, the government denies this. One of the things that puzzled our scientists was the fact our space probes were speeding up slightly and we couldn't figure out why. They were speeding up without a power assist. I don't know if this problem has ever been solved or not. Another strange thing has happened with the Pioneer space probes. It turned out they were not where they were predicted to be, and it is thought something was holding them back. It might be a gravity anomaly. It turns out there may be things about gravity we don't know, but it could be another reason. The reason for the slowdown is said to be solved, however. It is said the heat from the electronics aboard is enough to produce a force known as thermal recoil. At least that mystery has been solved. It turns out what you put into a long-duration probe can affect its performance. In 1989, Phobos 2, a Russian spacecraft, seems to have angered an alien presence. The craft has sent back a photo of a dark saucer-like craft near it. It looked like a shadow because it was transparent. A Russian cosmonaut held a conference about the object and called it a different elongated object, which was photographed and said it was a UFO. This object was near the Mars moon Phobos. The shadow had been moving and it was determined a large mass had appeared above the probe and was heading toward it. Contact with the probe was discontinued. What does this show us? It could mean some of the probes which were lost were actually destroyed by the same force which destroyed Phobos 2, or even by different extraterrestrials who maybe were trying to hide things they did not want us to see. Cassini was launched to check out Saturn. It took a year to build up speed for its journey. It discovered a lot about Saturn and its rings. One of the things it found out was the rings were not smooth as they look from afar, but composed of loose rocks and material. One of the strangest things it found was on the moon Tethys shows red stripes on the surface. Where did these stripes come from, and are they natural or artificial? There is a suspicion there are alien satellites in space or alien spacecraft. In 1998, astronauts were working outside Space Shuttle Endeavour. As they were working, they saw a strange, shadowy craft not far from them. It didn't look like anything we had on Earth. If you listen to all the different witnesses on Earth who have seen a UAP, this object fits right in. The reason it was unusual to see, it was as if it was watching the astronauts work. When the Galileo satellite was launched, it was said it was going to be used to provide a guaranteed global positioning service and be under civilian control. It was launched by Europe. Others are saying one of the real purposes of the satellite is to use telescopes to search for UAPs. Another being to search for hidden satellites. Just because some satellite or space probe has a fancy name and its mission given sounds benign, doesn't mean that is its true purpose, or that it doesn't have more than one purpose. Does anyone really think we don't have satellites in orbit looking for UAPs? It's like those bills in Congress which are passed and have great sounding names which make you think they are good for us, and then you find out what they do has nothing to do with the title of the bill. The same could be true for satellite names. We know some satellites are watching our cities and such, but do you find any satellites named People Watch or City Watcher? No, and you never will. If we are sending out probes, would it probably be true extraterrestrials are also doing the same? I think curiosity might be a universal trait. It can even be seen in the animal kingdom. One day I was sitting outside and a bird flew very near me and landed. It looked at me and I at it. Clearly we were both curious about each other. One of the space rocks which entered our solar system from another galaxy was thought to be an alien probe by some scientists. They even named it Oumuamua. First, it was the strange cigar shape of the object which prompted scientists to say this, because no other asteroid or meteor of that kind of shape was seen before. Secondly, it was suspected the rock covering was thin and covered a metal body. Today some have changed their minds, but the object is long gone. We will never know for sure what it was. When Russia decided to launch probes to Mars, they had an incredible number of failures. It was said it took 11 launches to get one to reach its desired destination. Why would a powerful space nation which was proficient at launching rockets have so much trouble getting to Mars? Some think maybe they weren't wanted there. This may sound crazy until you see what happened to Phobos 2, which seems to have been destroyed by a UAP. To this day we cannot eliminate the possibility it was destroyed on purpose by an alien ship. We have to remember all nations have their space secrets, and if we knew them we might be truly amazed.